You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Andrew Mount on the latest edition. We're looking ahead to Friday's action. Andrew Mount, are you ready for Friday's action?
I'm ready for it. Bring it on.
It's less exciting than we thought it would be, though.
Yes.
Cheltenham is off.
Cheltenham is underwater.
Which is unfortunate. And this morning we heard news that they were having a precautionary inspection at 3. And the news came well before 3 that racing would not be going ahead on Friday. We await news on what will happen on Saturday and Sunday as well. But at the minute, as you said, it's very much underwater. It's not just...
Yeah, it's not a good look for a race course.
No.
It's submerged. There's some interesting pictures on Twitter we saw earlier of the hurdles course, which is completely swamped.
Yeah, so fingers crossed we'll see some action there over the weekend, but we shall wait and see. More news to follow anyway. That said, there are still 3 meetings that hopefully will get the go-ahead on Friday. We've got Newcastle, Southall and Dundalk. Dundalk in the evening, Newcastle and Southall in the afternoon, and 2 jumps meetings at tracks that are probably better known for all-weather action nowadays. It's an early start as well. William Hill Racing Radio will be on air from 11:50 all the way through to the 8:45 at Dundalk. So,
and who will be presenting and punditing tomorrow?
Do you know what? I don't know off the top of my head. I can find out. It's not you, is it?
You've done
your 2 days.
That's right. I was just asking out of curiosity.
No, I will.
To educate and inform the listeners.
Well, it's always nice to do that. If you give me a moment, I will be able to tell you. But they'll have a lot of gaps to fill. So if you do have any questions for them, then you can get in touch with them through the course of the day. studio@williamhill.co.uk is the email address if you would like to contact the studio team.
Oh, I'm just watching the Ludlow race as we talk here and hoping that Ulan Boot can give me a winning nap for the Racing Post, but it's not looking good as he's just been headed at the last.
Look at this. Live racing action that will be listened to in about 4 hours' time. So, right. We're going to focus on one race at Newcastle and one at Dundalk on this podcast. 2 very different tests. At Gosforth Park, the 140 contest is a conditional jockeys veterans handicap chase over 2.5 miles. Some old boys in here. Not as many as I thought there'd be. There's only the 6 runners.
Why did you look at me like that when you said old boys?
You get to a certain age, Mounty, and you know you get classed as... You are a veteran now when you do runs, aren't you? Is that true? Have you reached that age?
Actually saying that, yeah. Well, it won't be long before I go to the next age bracket in park run. You
know, yes. And what's that?
Well, it'll be 50 to 54 next year.
Oh, heavens above.
Help.
Right. What do you fancy in this Newcastle race, the 140?
As you probably know, my default go-to method for veterans chases is to look for the youngest veterans. Mm-hmm. 10 years old is the youngest eligible age group for these races, and we've got an even split here between 10-year-old and 11-year-olds, 3 of each. And the one I like is the current 5-2 favourite with us, Skipping On for Laura Morgan. This one's making his seasonal debut. And did win first time out last season. And Laura Morgan's done really well, particularly in the last couple of years. And you can just back her chase runners and make a profit. Mm-hmm. Just going back to the start of last year, 15 winners from 66 runners, 23% strike rate, huge level stake profit of over £116 to a £1 level stake. And... So having gone well fresh in the past, I thought that Skipping On was going to take some beating here. And so I often sort of back 2 or more 10-year-olds or do the combination sort of forecast and tricast with the younger age group. So it doesn't always work, but they certainly have a much higher strike rate than do the 11-year-olds and older in these races. So.
If you are thinking of doing that in this race, you are helped by the fact that the other 10-year-olds, Charlie Snow Angel and My Maneki Nico, know exactly how to run solid races, but they don't win all that often.
Yeah, Charlie Snow Angel, second or third in his last five starts, and My Maniki Nico, second or third in five of his last six. So, yeah, maybe if you are doing the forecast, just load it with skipping on to win. So first time out last season, he won over hurdles here at, won over hurdles at Sedgefield on soft ground, 16-1. Got plenty of form on stiff tracks. He's a toaster winner in on heavy ground. Last year, that was over 2 miles. Seems equally effective over 2 to 2.5 miles. So loves stiff tracks, loves to get his toe in, and I thought skipping on was the one to go with.
Okay, skipping on, who, as we record this at, what are we, nearly 3 o'clock, just gone 3 o'clock actually, on a Thursday afternoon, is available at 5 to 2, skipping on, so could be a little bit of value with Casual Cavalier, the market lead. We didn't talk about the favourite there actually, Andrew, Casual Cavalier. Our favourite as we record anyway.
Also, I thought the 5 to 2 about my pick was the
Casual Cavalier is 2 to 1 as we record. Tristan Davison trains, Harry Reid is aboard, and another one who comes here off the back of some really consistent efforts and does know how to win races as well.
Yeah, first run for the yard, having been with Henry Oliver last season. He won second time out. He ran as though the run was needed on his debut. I know that's not necessarily going to be the same because he's changed yards. He has won. He's had his fair share of trainers, actually. He did win first time out back in 2016 for George Bewley, so he has shown form when fresh in the past. And he has won here at Newcastle over this trip on heavy ground. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes in the market on his first run for the new yard. But so going with the age stats, I just prefer the 10-year-old.
Okay, that is skipping on in the 140 at Newcastle. By the way, tomorrow's team on Racing Radio. I found it eventually. Gareth Topham, can't say it, but I found it. Gareth Topham, Paddy Aspel, and Craig Forsyth. With Craig staying late with Gareth to cover the action at Dundalk, which is apt because that's the next meeting that we're going to talk about. We're actually going to talk about the final race on the card, the 8:45, which is a handicap over 6 furlongs, 45 to 65 rated horses. Where do we start here? There's a few last time out winners.
Yeah, there's a lot of course form on offer, as you'd expect in this sort of race. The interesting thing about Dundalk at the last couple of meetings, certainly the last meeting, was that it seemed to be a big advantage to race around the inside and challenge up that far side rail, which is generally not the place to be. Mm. Although maybe it's because of the weather we've had recently, and perhaps it's just a bit quicker now because of the rain. And it's not as dry, powdery and deep as it can be on the inside at times. So I was looking to those drawn low here, assuming the bias is going to be the same as last week's meeting. And one that took my eye, the consistent Bellic. And this will be one to back each way, because he perhaps hasn't won the races that he should have done. But when he runs over this 6 furlong trip at Dundalk from a low draw, very consistent, second, first, second, fourth, second. And that last time out, second by a neck from stall two on a day when you didn't want to be towards the inside necessarily. Mm. And the winner was drawn 12, the third was 14, the next two home were 9 and 17, 30. Yeah, so it was a real sort of high draw benefit that day. And it also paid to be on the pace. They didn't go particularly quick. And the winner was described as having chase leaders. The third, similarly, the fourth, My Good Brother, was sat in second place in the early stages, and the fifth, 100 not out, was the front runner. So Bellic did by far the best of those to come from off the pace. Mm. And looking at the pace map for tomorrow, it should be a strongly run race with a bit of luck. And from that stall two draw, I thought he would. Hopefully, he's going to be around about sort of 5 to 1, 4 to 1. You know,
yeah, we don't have prices,
and we can back him each way.
Okay, I said that a few come here off the back of wins. There's two that do come here off the back of wins. A few of them do come here off the back of decent runs, including Bellic, who is the selection last time out. May Remain was a winner last time out. So too was Pretty Smart.
Yeah, May Remain, the same sire as Bellic. That's Mason, the sire 2 from 9. At Dundalk so far this year, small sample size. This one was a winner over 5 furlongs here last time, and the first time cheap pieces, that's May Remain. And again, they didn't go there. The pace held up. The first four were pretty much in the first four for most of the race. The consistent Pillar was third. He's frustrating, though. I think it's 0 from 25 on the all-weather for him, and he reopposes today. So I could see him being placed from stall three, but certainly wouldn't want to back Pillar to win. But as for May Remain, Whether the return to this 6-furlong trip is going to be ideal. He's won 3 times in his life, every time over 5. So it was the fact that he may have been flattered by the way the race panned out last time, and it was 5 furlongs. He's never won over 6. So I was quite happy to take him on.
And drawn in 11 as well is probably not a positive.
Yeah, not on a lot. Again, these things can sort of change from meeting to meeting, but given we've got sort of similar weather conditions and it was a big advantage to be around the inner last time, maybe not.
Okay. Couple of fancies then for Friday's action. In the 140 at Newcastle, Skipping On. In the 845 at Dundalk, Bellick for Mr. Mount. No Cheltenham to look forward to, unfortunately, on Friday. Fingers crossed we will see some action at Prestbury Park over the course of the weekend. Whatever happens, we'll be back tomorrow with another racing podcast. Andrew, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.